Last time on Danger Town.
You found out about the Order of the Guardians. You've been fully attuned.
Aldra, I love and appreciate you, but we gotta go see if Brom's doing Brom things.
And we gotta meet Bibbit.
Rag gave you a quest, which was to go find a turncoat up in the town of Darrow.
Gnome Scout cookies!
Get away from the tower now.
I'd be happy to. I will step away right now.
I'm gonna disguise myself as a bush.
The guards each point a crossbow at you. Welcome to episode 15 of Danger Town. Now, we're going to be picking it up where we left it last week, which was halfway through our in-person session. Our party had just gone to Darrow, and they were trying to find Godric, the potential turncoat, who might have some secrets about the Imperial Navy. Who knows?
Everybody rolls initiative.
No. You try to walk away from a fight.
When you try your best and you don't.
Rolls again.
13.
15.
9.
Miko's a 9.
Yes.
Mouse a cookie.
So the first bodyguard, Kern, steps up and he pulls out his crossbow. It's a light crossbow specifically. And he's going to shoot it at Swanson.
What does Kern look like?
Kern is a tall fellow. He has somewhat of a dark complexion and a lot of scars. Like, scars all over the place. And actually, go ahead and, Mika, if you could make a perception check for me real quick.
Just give me a second. God, 13 plus 3.
This is the hard part about playing in person. Because there's no roll 20 buttons to just be like, do the check.
Also, we're all gay and bad at math.
Yes.
So, what was that, 16?
Yeah.
So, with a 16, you actually recognize Kern and Jermiel, these two guards. And you don't recognize them as guards, you recognize them as mercenaries from another life back in the Underdark. And they were not your allies.
Oh yeah, no, I got that.
But not to give too much away or anything.
So, you know how we talked about letting me kill?
Yeah.
Extra important today.
Like, you're noticing this as two crossbow bolts are flying at Swanson.
No! No! You always get gutted first.
The first one's gonna be an 11. That's not gonna hit your AC, is it?
Nope.
And the second one's gonna be a 20. Is that gonna hit your AC? Alright, so that. Alright. So that is definitely going to hit, and you're going to take 2d8 plus 1.
Ooh. Yeah. So early in the fight, 2d8? Why you gotta get gutted so early?
12 damage. How's Swanson faring?
I'm not bad. That's kind of like half my, a little under half my points.
So Dramiel is, he's a little bit shorter. He looks like he's, like, never seen the sun. His skin is like porcelain white, and his eyes are like almost white, like all the way. Like, you can kind of see irises, but they're like the lightest like purple
so
you've
we
ever
put
seen.
So cloak and dagger over here.
So he has albino.
All right, so Mika's getting back to her roots as a serial killer, Swanson.
No purple flag, and no purple flags.
You've just taken a crossbow bolt.
I pull a crossbow bolt out of my shoulder. Throw it aside,
That was just keeping the blood in.
You take an additional 78.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Continue.
No, actually, I will be taking it. I look down at the crossbow in my shoulder, and I'm gonna pull it out, and then I change my mind. Because I realize that's not.
Can you hear the bush wiggle with wisdom?
With wisdom.
So I look up at this pale-faced devil. And I take out my
Like, can you have to calm down tracks? Just
to... You're like reeling up for an attack and you're like, shh, over to the bush. Because the bush is starting to like quiver, like spawns and don't do it!
I'm fighting really hard not to just like leap at them with my rapier, which I really want to do, because if I roll well, it'll work out great. Because of my sneak attack if I'm within 5 feet. As a watch. But if I roll poorly, it won't end well for me.
Yes. Now we haven't determined distances. I will say that they're 30 feet from you.
30 feet? Fuck it, I'll take out the crossbow. Hand crossbow, and I will fire it at the pale-faced devil. That's gonna definitely hit, I'm assuming. It's a 23.
That's definitely gonna hit, yes.
Alright, now I gotta roll my DC. Where are my 666 dice? There we go. Alright, 1d6 piercing here, so that's gonna be a 6 plus 2, that's 8 damage.
Alright. You hit Dramiel in the shoulder, and he cries out, but there's a little bit of like a hiss.
So, I fired my crossbow, and yes. I hit him in the shoulder.
Yes.
So we're both got yes. crossbow balls sticking out of our shoulder, and I just go, ah!
Jake's wanna know one, asshole!
Alright, so you successfully
I'm
hit.
I'm clapping the hilt of that axe, though.
Alright, at this point it's Godric's turn, and Godric, looks at the two of you, super confused, specifically Mika and Swanson, because Trax is still a bush.
Still a bush.
And he turns and sort of does like a... He bolts for the door, but he makes sort of like an arc around you. Because at this point, he's convinced that you're like an assassin or something.
So he's running around me?
He's running, yeah, he's doing...
Where are you going?
Running around you. He seems to be making... Now, he does dash, which gets him to the door. And he touches the magical lock, and the magical lock seems to open. But that's as far as he makes it. He's not able to go inside yet.
Wait, this is current?
No,
this is Godric, your target.
My trophy.
The potential turncoat.
The one we're trying to talk to.
Yeah.
Oh, Godric?
Godric, he's, yeah. Right. You do not want to kill Godric. Trax, it is, it's the bush's turn.
Okay. I'm gonna turn back into Trax, and I'm gonna jump in between, the door and Godric, and kind of just, like, bear hug him.
You're gonna give him a hug?
Well, no, I'm gonna make it so he can't move without me because he's trying to get through the door and I'm just like in between. Got him!
Got it. You can't get like in between, but you can definitely get him from the side.
So
you can like.
Side tackle.
You can you can grab like both of his legs unless you're like jumping and getting some air.
I'm gonna be like jumping so it'll be like momentum, so I'll be like knocking him out of the way of the door.
Got it. Go ahead and we'll do a strength contest for that.
Great.
So go ahead and roll a strength check. Just a raw strength throw.
Oh my god!
So he got a 14.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, 12, but unfortunately Trax has a minus 1 for strength.
I'm small.
Yeah. You jump up and attempt to tackle him, and you certainly, like, you bear hug him, but, like, you only really get him around the torso. So it's not, he's not restrained,
right.
But you're certainly, like, on him.
Yeah.
Like, you're going with him, yeah. Wherever he goes.
I'm clamped on him, I'm not letting go.
I'm not letting go.
It's Dramiel's turn, and Dramiel is...
Oh, is it? No, my turn!
Dramiel looks over at Mika, and he pulls out his crossbow, his light crossbow, and he's gonna take a shot at you. And Dramiel does not have multi-attack. So he's just gonna take the one.
I love how they just saw a bush turn into a gnome and jump onto their guard person, and then they're like, but you know, Mika? Fuck her.
Ugh. You're very right there.
Logically
speaking. I don't want to take damage, but logically speaking.
Why can't you just.
That would make sense, but
I think
Mika said, "You're my trophy," and Dramiel's like, "What the fuck? And he pulls out the crossbow.
It's like in that moment, Jameel finally recognizes Meek and is like, oh shit.
Yeah, there you go. And so, yeah, Jermel's gonna take a shot at you.
12, is that gonna hit your AC?
Fuck no, it ain't.
Are you raging, by the way? I guess it hasn't been your turn, so you haven't had the opportunity. But now it's your turn.
Okay, I go into a barbarian rage, and I'm going to use Reckless Attack, which on my first attack on my turn, it gives me advantage with melee weapons.
Yeah, babe.
I obviously have Dad X, though, at the ready, because I was clapping for Swanson. And then anybody attacking me also gets advantage. 15.
Don't you get advantage because of Reckless Attack?
Yeah. Which I don't remember what that is.
Wait, what? You roll another die.
I roll 17 plus 5, which is 22.
With the 22, you are going to hit him, yes. Go ahead and roll for damage.
12 plus 3 plus 2.
Nice. 17 damage.
17 damage.
All right, so you hit Jermiel with that axe, though. And
I hit him in the same shoulder.
You're a terrifying beast.
I lean really close and say, you're my trophy, and a knife for a knife. I'm going to take both of them.
Kern turns and sees that the bush has just turned into a Trax. And the Trax is currently attacking, air quotes,
attracting
his ward. And so he's going to turn and he's going to fire two crossbow bolts at you.
Through Swanson? No, through Dodrick, because I'm like bear hugging him.
Around Swanson.
You're gonna try.
All right.
I mean, that's a disadvantage.
That
shot.
Sounds disadvantage.
Because I'm bear hugging the dude he's trying to protect.
Yeah, and Swanson is in front of all that business.
Half cover?
3/4 cover.
Half cover. That's
3/8 cover.
Half cover. That's my final offer. No, it's. I'll give you half cover for that. So it's gonna be a +2 bonus to your AC. So the first one is going to be an 18. How does that fare?
Yeah, that's it.
With the +2? Okay.
That's going to deal 11 damage.
Okay.
And he's going to fire a second bolt, and that's only a 10. I assume that doesn't hit?
No, my definitely does not.
Perfect.
You put 10 damage, I was like, how fuck?
Okay, so the first bolt, like, Godric kind of, like, turns, like, what are you doing on my side? And that kind of exposes you, so the first crossbow bolt hits you. But as that happens, Godric like spins around, he's still trying to figure out what the hell's going on him. And the second crossbow bolt goes wide. And Swanson, it is your turn.
So is the pale-faced devil still alive?
He is indeed.
Don't.
Although he's definitely bloodied.
Don't.
I'm not. I just wanted to ask for clarity. All right. So I see that Mika is very closely engaged with the pale-faced devil. There's some serious business happening there. And so I go ahead and take aim with my hand crossbow at the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
15.
That is not going to hit.
It is Godric's turn, and Godric is... I guess at this point he's not restrained. You grabbing onto him is more of like just a mild inconvenience. And so he opens the door and goes inside.
With me?
With you clinging onto him.
Alright.
And he just sort of like, goes running inside.
Just picture that Trax is making the face of like, well, I guess. But what the fuck?
And
you can imagine Swanson is also very confused by what just took place.
Yeah, we're both just kind of like making the same face of like, alright?
And Godric runs inside, and you enter sort of like a parlor area, and he goes over to what looks like a bar. He goes reaching into a, goes reaching under the bar and grabs out a sword.
With you on his leg?
No, I'm like on his torso.
Trax, it's your turn at this point.
Slap the sword out of his hand.
Okay, so
Perfect.
That's, well, that would be a strength contest if you wanted to do that.
Would it be, or would it be a dexterity contest? Because he's, I have him, on, I'm already on him, so it technically should be him at disadvantage.
You can roll, well, it's, I mean, technically you didn't incapacitate him. That roll was failed, but you were able to, like, grab onto him for more, like, flavor than anything. So I think it can be your dexterity against his strength.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. That was a 18.
11. Man, my dice hate me.
So you attempt to slap the sword out of his hand, but he's gripped onto it real firmly. He's freaking the hell out because there's this halfling is just clinging onto him, and his guards are being attacked. By a...
As a bonus action, can I be like, wow, 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 wow? We don't. What's going on? We're here to help.
Yeah, give me a persuasion check. That's right. Fine. I absolutely allow that.
16.
A 16?
Now it is.
Wait, hold on, what happened?
Trax uses inspiration.
explain to me how you talk him down.
Alright, I know this is weird. I was a bush. My friends are walking around your house. The big guys are throwing bolts around. I get it, but we just came here to talk, and I don't need any more swords in the mix, sir. So if you could just sit down, we'll have a little powwow in the middle of the floor in the rainbow rug, and we'll talk things out. I don't have time for this, and I'm very tired. All the time. Let's just sit down. Sir, just sit down. And tell the big mean guys to stop being mean. Because my other friends are also very mean. It's a problem. We have lots of problems. I feel connected to you. We're having problems, sir. Can we just...
I like how one round is 6 seconds.
Yeah.
You managed to cram all of that into 6 seconds.
Track speaks very quickly.
And he, like, at the very least, is like, he puts down the sword and is willing to listen at this point. And now it's going to be Dramiel's turn. He looks at you, Mika, and he drops his light crossbow and pulls out his short sword. And he is going to slash at you. That's going to be a 15.
So he does get advantage on that roll.
4 and an 11. So he takes his first swing. And you just sort of like hold your arm up and it sort of bounces off of your arm.
Can I make a little like, wah, wah, and you know.
Yeah, you Wonder Woman it. That's cool. Yeah.
I also want to point out that because I am in a rage, I have chosen the path of the Ancestral Guard, and therefore, Dr. Driss is out and proud, so if the pale-faced devil chooses to attack Swans again, we're gonna have a problem. Basically, it's a spectral warrior who appears around me, and the first creature I hit on attack becomes its target. So, Dr. Driss is just as angry as I am. And focused on, you know, the pale-faced devil. So, at the start of my next turn, they have disadvantage on any attack roll that is not against me, which means they're going to want to attack me, and if they do hit someone, like my friends have resistance against the damage.
And now it's your turn.
Yes. So, I'm raging still, and I'm going to take that axe though, and so I'm going to roll to take out his other shoulder, because he doesn't need those anymore. 12. And I want to reroll. So, I'm using Reckless Attack to roll with advantage. 13 plus 5 is 18.
Correct.
All right. So, an 18 definitely is going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage for me.
Okie dokie, arty chokey. It's going to be 1d12 plus 3 slashing plus 2 rage damage. 11 plus 5, which is 16.
You deal 16 damage.
I sink my dead axe, though, into his shoulder. And as I sink into his shoulder, I, you know, move up the hilt closer to his ear and say, "Remember me, motherfucker? This is for mom."
And he falls to the ground dead. And Swanson, you definitely heard that, which is new information for you.
Yes, it is.
And Trax, you definitely didn't hear that.
I did not hear that.
Because you're currently in a parlor.
But I'm sure later when we're all doing our nighttime debrief, I will hear about it.
Hearn, at this point, who's still untouched, he sees that Godric has gone inside with Trax. And so he makes a run for the door, which is only 30 feet from him. So he runs from Swanson. You're going to get an opportunity attack there.
So what, that's, I just rolled a d20, right?
Yeah, it's just a regular attack, essentially.
That would have been an 8. I'm going to use my inspiration to roll my second die. Yes, perfect. That's going to be a 17.
That's definitely going to hit.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll for damage.
All right. So that's going to be 7 damage.
You deal 7 damage to Kern.
What and how?
Hand crossbow. Close range.
To the chest?
Right in the back. He's trying to run past me.
In the back?
Right in the back.
Good choice.
Shoulder blade, left one.
Hopefully
this is paralyzed. I wonder if there's advantage.
But he does make it past you. He runs inside, and he's going to take kind of a rushed shot at Trax. So he's going to take that with disadvantage, because he did just burst through a door and get shot in the back with a crossbow pole. 13, which I assume is not going to hit.
Oh, definitely not.
Perfect. Okay, so yeah, he bursts in, and he fires off a crossbow bolt, and it bounces off your the hat that you stole from that bandit.
I forgot I was still wearing that.
And now Swanson, it's gonna be your turn.
Perfect. I go ahead and I whip out the rapier and I jump through the door and I attack him.
Go ahead and roll for your attack.
I rolled a 8.
Alright, so obviously an 8 isn't gonna do it. You take a swing with your rapier, but it just stabs straight into the bar. and it's going to be Godric's turn at this point, and Godric looks up as he's just gotten this very diplomatic explanation from Trax, and he's like, okay, well, let's talk this thing out. The door slams in, his bodyguard comes rushing in, shoots a crossbow bullet, hits the wall, Swanson comes in, takes a swing with his, it was a scimitar, right?
Rapier,
there we go. Takes a swing with his rapier and stabs into the bar. Godric is a little overwhelmed at this point. And he turns and he's gonna try and bolt upstairs. And let's see. I mean, technically, there's an opportunity attack for Trax. I assume you're not attacking him.
I'm not gonna attack, but can I attack, like, bear hug him again?
You just said to hug.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. So that's gonna be a strength contest.
13.
17. So he gets away from you.
But wait, am I still just, like, bear hugged onto him and I didn't stop him? Like last time.
No, I think when you talked to him, you stopped being bear hugged because you weren't like bear hugged onto him, like, hey, buddy.
No, like again, am I like instead of stopping him, I'm just bear hugged again onto him. Like,
no,
like a backpack.
I think this time you try and grab onto him, but he like jumps over the bar. He like clears it in a single jump.
Fucking track star over here.
And he's like running upstairs. So he bolts out of there. Trax, it's your turn.
All right. Run after him and cast Fog Cloud behind me.
Is Fog Cloud just like in the middle of the room? Because the room itself is probably about 20 feet by 20 feet.
Oh, it's gonna take up the whole building.
Okay.
It's gonna fill the whole building.
Alright. So he did like a full on dash, so he ran 60 feet. So he would have cleared the bar and then run up the stairs, and he's like solidly on the next floor. If you use Fog Cloud and then run 30 feet, you can get about halfway up the stairs. Or you can run the full 60 feet as a dash and work your way all the way up the stairs and catch up with them.
Right, well then I will Fog Cloud and then I will run the 30 feet.
Okay, so you cast Fog Cloud and then you also jump over the bar. It's a little more difficult. And then you're going to work your way about halfway up. Yeah, quite literally. The bar is taller than you, so it's a little bit more of a feat. It's more impressive that you can do it.
So, leap over the bar, and everybody's like,
"Whoa! Whoa! Wow!
Wow!
Track star!
Look at this track star!"
That's for you, Val.
That's for
wherever you are.
You
stupid son of a bitch.
Somewhere, Val, smiling.
Okay, so you run halfway up the stairs. You're pretty close to him. At this point, there is a fog cloud covering everything. Mika, you are standing outside of the, still outside of the tower, and you just see, like, out of the door, just like, and a bunch of fog just kind of shoots out. So what are you doing then?
I'll run into the Trax tower.
Okay, so it takes 30 feet of movement for you to get to the doorway. So you're just running into the middle of this room, right?
Yeah, what else am I gonna do?
Okay, so you dash into the middle of the room and that's your full turn. Kern is now in the room, who is currently in the fog cloud. So Kern drops his crossbow and he pulls out his short sword and he's gonna take a swing at you, Swanson. And it's going to be it's a 6 and a 16, so with a disadvantage, the 6 obviously isn't going to hit. And Kern is the one who has 2 attacks, so he's going to take another one with disadvantage. And this one is going to be a 13 and a 21, so he takes the 13.
Tide goes to the runner.
Tide does indeed go to the runner. So that is going to hit, and let me roll for damage. And that's going to deal 7 plus 3, no, yeah, 7 plus 3 is going to be 10 damage.
Yeah, save me. One hit point. I tried.
Thanks, Trax.
Oh my god.
All right. So now, Swanson, it's going to be your turn.
Well, I'm very mad.
Can you
just
come up the stairs so I can heal you?
He just slashed me, right?
Yes.
So, with a short sword?
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely within 5 feet of me.
Definitely.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to attack with my rapier.
Now, all attacks within the fog cloud are going to be a disadvantage.
Fine. Yeah. 7.
Yeah, 7. 7 isn't exactly going to do it. Upstairs is Godric's turn, and Godric, he keeps running, and he works his way up the stairs into the next level, also dashing. Trax, it's gonna be your turn.
I'm gonna use Minor Illusion to make him think he already reached wherever it is he wants to go, so he just stops, and I can catch up with him.
Minor Illusion's only 5 feet by 5 feet, right?
Right, so wherever he's standing currently, thinks he's good. Thinks he done did it.
Okay, give me, like, an Arcana check, just for like, how convincing that is, because it's kind of a complicated thing to pull off.
Ooh,
hoo, 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 hoo.
Arcana,
I get
plus 2, that's a
21. 21, yeah. It's, yeah, he comes to a stop suddenly, it, like right next to his bed. And he's like, whoa, that was quick.
Ooh. And the
goal was the bed.
And then I use the rest of my turn to run after.
Okay, you work your way halfway up the second set of stairs, so you're now almost to the third floor.
Just like,
where he's at. Mika, it's your turn.
I go into a Barbarian Rage and I want to use Reckless Attack on Kern. My first attack on my turn gives me advantage with melee weapons. I use Dead Axe though, because my sickle was actually a really bad weapon to use at the beginning, so I switched. And then anybody attacking me, it also gets advantage.
Yeah, so So your advantage on that is going to cancel out the disadvantage of the fog cloud. So go ahead and make a regular attack roll.
Ew! Schmancy. 11 plus 5, 16.
So 16 is actually going to meet his armor class, so you are going to hit. Nice. Go ahead and roll for your attack.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to roll for damage, which is the technical term we use for murdering somebody. So 1d12 plus 3 slashing plus 2 for my rage. 4.
Plus.
3.
Plus.
2.
Equals.
9.
You hit Kern for a total of 9 damage with Dead Axe Doe.
Yes, I do hit him for a total of 9 damage. And I want to hit him in the kneecap.
Okay, you hit him in his kneecap.
9 to the kneecap.
Kern, very recently hit in the kneecap, turns to Swanson, and he is going to make 2 attacks with a short sword. And those would both be with disadvantage because of the fog cloud, but advantage because of Mika's reckless attack. So those will just be regular attacks. First attack is going to be a 15.
Nope.
And that's going to miss. Second attack is going to be a 9.
So when he, what is it, a sword? Short sword?
Yeah, he's taking 2 swings at you with a short sword.
So when he swings with a short sword, it's like, wait, you see over there? Yeah, can you like that?
This book says
He takes two swings at you, but he sort of stabs wildly into the fog and misses you. Swanson, it is your attack.
Well, I am a little woozy, but I'm going to go ahead and go at him with that rapier, you know what I'm saying? So, here it comes. I guess I have to roll a disadvantage, don't I?
You do indeed have to roll a disadvantage.
Well, even at disadvantage, that's an 18.
All right, well, with an 18, you're definitely going to hit him. Go ahead and roll for damage.
For the record, I want everybody to know that I just rolled a 20 and an 18. More specifically, a 25 and an 18. So, anyway.
Good job.
Shit rolls. I've earned this. 1d8, 7 plus 3, 10 damage.
Describe how you kill him.
Perfect. So, I'm a little bit woozy, but like through the fog, I see my mark and I'm like this motherfucker. So I throw my sword forward. I just happen, thinking I'm aiming for his chest, to skewer him through the mouth. It goes out in his mouth and out the back of his head. And when the fog clears a little bit, I realize I now have him just kind of hanging on my sword, and I just go, oh! And I like pull my sword out and he slips to the floor.
Knowing the sound of that particular move, I clap.
Something that tracks isn't there for any of this.
All right.
See, he's dead. I didn't even get to do my sneak attack because I was so close.
So that takes us out of rounds. You all are now just hanging out in the house with Godric.
I'm gonna go pop out the eyes real quick and put him into a jar.
Okay, but before that, I'm very close to Godric.
Yep. Yeah.
And I've tricked him into thinking he got where he wanted to be,
which was his bed.
He just wanted to nap. Anyways. So I run up the rest of the way and get to where he is, and I'm just like, hold the fucking phone! I thought we were gonna talk!
I yell up the stairs, it's done!
And then I just go, oh, fuck.
Godric looks at you and says, wait, what do you mean we're supposed to talk?
Were like, okay, and then you were like, actually, no, and then you ran up the stairs, and then I ran up the stairs. Do I really have to recap this?
Wait. You're not with the Order, are you?
Which one? There's a lot of people I'm allied with these days.
And he sort of whispers, the Order of the Guardians.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally with them. Unless you want to kill me, then no, I'm not. Wink. And Trax has a wink.
Okay, I don't know that he 100% trusts you.
Down the stairs, Swanson yells up, did you tell him we're guardians?
And I just shake my head and I go, yeah, I guess.
And he holds out his hand. He's like, can I see?
I take off my gloves, show him my tattoo, along with everything else that's under there.
He's like, you really are?
Yep. Yeah, I don't really make a habit of lying, but yeah.
I have information that could absolutely help you. Let me just gather my things and we can go.
Great.
And he goes over to like a desk and gathers a bunch of like scrolls and stuff, and there's like a messenger bag that he'd been carrying. And he sort of like fills it up with these like scrolls and these little sort of like navigational tools and stuff like that. You know,
Astrolabe,
exactly. And he like loads all this stuff up into his bag and he's like, okay, let's go.
All right, but I don't know if you were attached to those big guys, but we're sorry because if it says it's quiet downstairs, that means they're probably dead.
Oh no, those were, I mean, they're Imperial guards. They were almost more.
Well, I just wanted to put it out there.
There were, I mean, this is more of a jail situation than a.
Well, good. Then I'm glad that we got you out of it, because I just never know these days. And also, we don't have the friend that puts people to sleep anymore, so if it's quiet down there, let's get going. We got some pretty cool horses and shit. Let's get out of here.
Alright, and as all of you load up into the wagon and depart Darrow, and yes, you've got your eyes with you. As you all ride away, that is where we're going to call it for this episode.
Hey! Hey! riding off into the sunset.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
All right, y'all, it's time for our review of the week. This one is from our good friend, Wood Elf Ranger, on iTunes. Listened to the first three episodes of Danger Town while painting minis last night. Fun stuff. Very seamless. Felt like I was in the room with them.
Thank you so much for that 5 out of 5 review.
If you would like to submit a review, you know how to do that, probably. If you don't, you can figure it out. Thanks for listening to Danger Town, episode 15. We would like to thank Jared Newman for the use of our theme song. To hear more of our music, check him out on SoundCloud under Jared Newman Sound. As always, thank you to Thrag the Orc for all of our super awesome art, which you can find on our website, dangertownpodcast.com. And remember, if you don't like Gnome Scout cookies, you're wrong. Bye! We have a review from a cat right now as well. If I'm translating for the cat is saying, "Holy shit, this is super great. I love everyone in this bar." That's from Tora the Cat. Thank you, Tora.